I want you to take your Bibles and turn to the Gospel of Matthew and chapter number 11. Matthew chapter 11, having a little technical difficulties back there, but Pastor Drew will solve the problem. All right, amen. I have faith. How about that? Matthew chapter 11, look at three verses this morning that I think really illustrate what we've been looking at when it comes to the matter of abiding in Him. I fully intended a couple of weeks ago to be finished talking about abiding in Him, drawing our life from Him, and a life that counts. And but I'll tell you, I could not get away from this passage of Scripture. About 7 years ago, he tapped on me. Does that mean? Oh, okay. Well, I like it. It looks really good. It looks great. Oh, he got the book. Oh, okay. I was going to say, man, he got it fixed. All right. Praise. I just got to move the book. I can do that. That's easy enough. Amen. All right. So we've looked at John chapter 15. We spent a number of weeks looking at a life that counts. And we've looked at this matter of abiding in Him. And again, I said I fully intended for that to be finished 2 weeks ago. But all week long, the Lord put this passage of Scripture on my heart. I couldn't get away from it. I think the last time I preached on it was back in maybe 2010, about 7 years ago or so. And this is a different message, maybe some similar illustrations, but this is a different message than that. And we're going to look at Matthew chapter number 11. If we abide in Him, we said that we impact others. We said that we have power with God. We said that we experience true joy and experience victory in our Christian walk. Matthew 11, I want to read three verses at the very end of this chapter. Verse 28, the Bible says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Lord, we ask this morning that you would speak to our hearts. Thank you for this illustration that we see in the Word of God, really, that illustrates much of what we've been looking at in this matter of abiding in you, in drawing our life from you, and allowing you to live the Christian life through us. And Lord, I pray that you would speak to all of our hearts. And Lord, I pray that you would help us to live every day of our lives yoked up with Jesus. Lord, meet with us and do what only you can do. In Jesus' name, amen. Can you imagine what it must have been like to live and walk with Jesus? Can you imagine what it must have been like for the disciples who had the privilege to be there with Jesus and to see Jesus interact with people, to see Jesus stand and preach a message and the Spirit of God convict and get a hold of people's lives? Can you imagine what it must have been like for Jesus to say to someone that was sick, "Hey, you're now better," and to see them better? As we look at the Word of God and as we look at the life of Jesus, we know that His life was very busy. We know that Jesus had many demands and many pressures on His life. And yet, as we look at His life and as we see Him do the will of God, He did it purposefully. He did it peacefully. He did it powerfully. He served God. What a great example we have. And yet, I don't know about you, but sometimes as I look at my Christian life, I find that my Christian life is a little less peaceful than Jesus's was. I find that though my schedule isn't necessarily busier than His, I find myself a little more frantic maybe than He was. I find myself at times, and maybe you find yourself at times as well, overwhelmed with what we're supposed to be doing and how we're supposed to get it done and how are we going to get it all done. God does not want us to be overwhelmed. We talked about using our lives to impact other people. Wow, what a great goal. We talked about having power with God and experiencing joy and really experiencing and walking in victory in our Christian life. And we say, wow, that's a lot. And I just need to abide in Him. I just need to stay connected to Him. But yet sometimes we can find ourselves overloaded. As Jesus says in this section of Scripture here, He says some very wonderful things. And I want us to look really this morning at three words that we find in these three verses Beginning at verse number 28, I want to focus a little bit of time this morning on the word come. And then I want us to look at the word take in verse 29, and then the word learn. Jesus starts this section of Scripture here, come unto me. I see in these Scriptures, I see a universal call. I see a call for individuals to come unto Jesus. So think about this. Why would Jesus make this statement? Why would Jesus say, come unto me? Well, number one, because I think Jesus knows that we're weak. You look at the Scripture, come unto me, all ye that labor. The word labor means to grow weary. It's a word that means tired. It's a word that means exhausted. To labor with wearisome effort. One definition I found was a word to lose heart. You ever find yourself in life tired? You ever find yourself weary? You ever find yourself in your walk with the Lord, you find yourself feeling like, hey, I feel a little bit like I've lost heart. That's why Jesus is saying, come. It's a universal call to everyone because Jesus knew that we were weak. Secondly, Jesus would invite us to come, not only because we're weak, but because we get burdened. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. The word heavy laden means to place a burden upon, to load one with a burden, to be weighed down. You ever been loaded down? You ever find that the bills are higher than you have in the checkbook? The needs are overwhelming. As children get older, you say, wow, I got all these children now and I got to help them all to live for God and be what God wants them to be. You ever find yourself thinking, I'm a failure? You ever find yourself thinking these kids are never going to turn out for God? You find yourself just feeling overloaded. Jesus knew that. That's why Jesus says, come unto me. Thirdly, I think this universal call, Jesus gives us a call, not just because He knows we're weak, and just because He knows that we get burdened down. But I think thirdly, Jesus knows that we cannot handle life on our own. He knew that. God created us and we're created in His image. God knows our strengths and God knows our weaknesses. God knows all about us, doesn't He? He knows us inside and out. He wrote the instruction manual. And God made life not to work without Him. We know this as we think about salvation, right? Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. We read in the book of Acts, neither is salvation in any other, right? There's only one, Jesus. And we know that life doesn't work when it comes to salvation, when it comes to receiving forgiveness of sins, and knowing for sure we're on our way to heaven. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Life, when it comes to salvation, doesn't work without Jesus. Jesus came and died on Calvary's cross. And if you're saved here today, you're saved because you placed your faith in what Jesus did for you and that alone. If you're here today and don't know for sure you're on your way to heaven, I would encourage you to place your faith and trust in Jesus and what He did for you on the cross. But beyond that, we know we can't live the Christian life without Jesus. Right? What did Jesus say in John 15? We've looked at this for the past how many weeks. Jesus said, without me, ye can do nothing. And sometimes, as Christians, we find ourselves overwhelmed. We get discouraged and defeated sometimes because we're trying to live the Christian life in the power of the flesh. Sometimes we try to, I got this. Don't worry about it. I got this. You know, we do that in life. Somebody says, hey, Dad, can you open this our jar? And one of the boys says, hey, here, give me that. I'll open this jar. I got this, right? And most of the time they do, because they're big now, you know, and they got it. But sometimes it's how we are in life. Oh, I got this. I can play the piano. I'm good. I can play the piano. I play one of these violins. I got this. I can at least sing and play the organ, whatever. I got this. And we don't have it. Because Jesus said, without me, you're nothing. And so Jesus has a universal call to everybody, and that call is to come. That call is to come unto me. Now he knows we get weighed down. Now, I want my son Stephen, you stay right there. You got these boxes. These kind of look ugly here. I'm not sure why they got put here because everybody can see them, but I know why they got put here because I'm going to use them, and it's going to be good stuff here, right? All right, so Stephen, come on up here. And we're going to help us. Actually, let's do it down here, should we? It'll be easier down here in the future. All right, so, hey, brother, can you get me some more books so this will go quicker? Come on up here and help me. All right, so here's the average Christian right here in his life. Okay, here he is. Joe Christian Steve. You got it, Steve? We sometimes think we have it in life until we get a job. Steve got a job. Got him a job at McDonald's, you know, and he's got him a truck, and that can cause him some problems in life. And, you know, he's got a dad that hey, he's got an assistant pastor that, all right, he wants to get married someday, doesn't he? All right, how many kids do you think he has? Oh, he probably wants 5 kids, okay? And this is how it is in life, right? Any of you ever get sick? You get sick, don't you? And you got sick. You know what comes with sickness? Bills. Hey, that truck. That truck's not working, is it? Oh, it's chugging broken down, man. Tires aren't working. You getting tired yet?
A little bit.
He's getting a little bit. All right, we could pile it on. You got any health issues? You got kids with health issues? And this is sometimes how we face life. Jesus says, you're weak. Life doesn't work without me. I don't know what situation that you find yourself in. You want to put them down here? You're going to hold them for a little while? Yeah, go ahead, put them down. I wouldn't make you hold them, but I'm going to do something else in just a minute. You sit down. We find ourselves overloaded in life. Can I tell you something? Life will always be bigger than you. You say, well, when I get older, my kids will be able to change. They won't change their own diapers. My kids won't need diapers. Okay. My kids will be able to change the other kids' diapers. Okay. and so they get bigger, and you think, well, when they become teenagers, then things are going to be better, right? No, you face more challenges. You say, well, if I could just retire. How many of you have retired and you have no problems in life, and life is just smooth sailing? Anybody in here? No. You see, there's always challenges in life. And Jesus knew this. And Jesus didn't make life to work without Him. A universal call come. I want you to see, secondly, a personal decision. We read in the Word of God, another verse, another word. Jesus is coming to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. The word means to take up or to carry. A yoke is a wooden beam used to pair oxen to allow them to pull a load. Many of you are probably familiar with this. I will put it into practice here. There you are. A yoke is a wooden beam to tie two oxen together. Jesus is this. To you and me, you got all these, you're overloaded. And I know that. Come to me, and he says, take my yoke upon you. I want you to think about this as we look at yoking up with Jesus, as we look at the decision that we have to yoke up with Jesus. Number one, it's a decision to connect to him. It's a decision for us to say, hey, I am going to allow Jesus to help me in life. I am going to allow Jesus to live the Christian life through me. I am going to use our term, connect with Jesus. It's a decision to connect. It's a choice. That choice is going to involve, I don't know if you remember this 3 or 4 weeks ago, it's going to involve time. It's going to involve me taking time with Jesus. It's going to involve me communicating with Jesus. But if you think about it, and obviously these here oxen, they don't have a choice in the matter, right? Their master just loads them together. But think about what it takes for these two oxen to accomplish something. When my children were little, Sarah and Daniel, when they were little, weren't getting along. And I decided, okay, I'm going to fix this problem. And so I'm going to tie their legs together. And so you never have a three-legged race? And so I tied the two of their legs together. And so they were going to be stuck with each other until this exercise was over. And it solved the problem. Some of you have some kids don't get along. Maybe it'll solve your problem. Stephen, come here and stand up just a minute. I want you to think with me just a minute about two oxen that would be yoked together. All right, so here's two. We're not oxen. We're people. Here's two people yoked together. Now, if this is going to work, if we're going to accomplish anything together, well, number one, he had to make the choice to connect. But it's going to involve cooperation. What if I decide that I want to go this way and he decides that he wants to go that way? It won't work. It involves cooperation. It also involves a commitment to complete the job, to stay with it, to get the job done. What if we're yoked together here and he all of a sudden gets tired and he sits down and wants to quit? You see, sometimes you can sit down. Sometimes that's how it is in our Christian life with the Lord. You see, if I'm going to yoke up with the Lord Jesus, if I'm going to be connected to Him, it's going to first start with a decision for me to say, hey, I want to connect to you. I want to spend time with you. I want to allow you to live your life through me, to help me. But it's also going to require cooperation. That I go where He wants me to go. That I do what He wants me to do, and that I stay at it. You see, sometimes we have a tendency to get discouraged. Sometimes we have a tendency to look at the circumstances and things around us, and we quit when Jesus says what? Be faithful. Faithful is He that calleth you, who also will do it. You're here today as a dad, and you say, well, I got a wife I'm taking care of, I've got kids I got to take care of, I got a job, I got bills to pay, I got a lot of these things. Faithful is He that calleth you to be a dad who also will do it. You're here today, you say, mom, you say, man, I got to homeschool the kids, and I got a kid that's sick, and I got this challenge over here, and I got a husband that has a lot of challenges, and you're here as a wife. And let me tell you this, faithful is He that calleth you who also will do it. God promises to do that. But we've got to stay connected. We've got to stay yoked up with Jesus. There's a third word that I find interesting, and yet I find it super helpful as I look at these verses of Scripture. The word, Jesus says, learn of me. And then He gives some descriptions of Himself. He says, I am meek. And I'm lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. Do you know what? When you're connected to somebody, you learn about them. My wife and I have been married 26 years, next month in March. And having been together for 26 years, there are things about her that I know and things about me that she knows because we've been together. Some of you have been married 50 years, right? And for 50 years, you have learned of that particular person. You know their strengths. You know their weaknesses. You know when they say something, what they mean by what they say. When we yoke up with Jesus, when we stay connected to Jesus, guess what? We learn about Him. Now, it's interesting. He tells us a couple things about Himself that help us specifically when it comes to this matter of being overloaded or being burdened, weighed down. The first thing He tells us about Himself is He says, I am meek. Meekness is that disposition of spirit in which we accept His dealings with us as good and therefore without disputing or resisting. In the Old Testament, meek are those who are relying on God rather than their own strength to defend them against injustice. Meekness stems from trust in God's goodness and control over situations in life. Here's what Jesus says. Jesus says, I am meek, and here's important for us to get this, and I know how to accept what comes from life, the good and the bad. And Jesus says to us this, if you'll learn of me, you will learn, and what I want to teach you is that you can learn how to accept God's dealings with you. You can learn how to accept the things that come into your life. We look at Lord Jesus and think about the things that He faced in life, the challenges that He faced. And you think about Judas and the time with Judas, and Judas betrayed Him, and the hurt and the pain that that must have caused to Jesus. And you think about these aspects of things. Jesus knew how to deal with the circumstances that came into life. Isn't that helpful to us? If I yoke up with Jesus, and if I recognize that what I'm looking at here, what you're looking at, and as you look at your pie, you see, Pastor, my pile's all the way up to the ceiling. That's okay, because you know why? If you yoke up with Jesus, He's meek, and He knows how to deal with all the circumstances that we might face in life. He's been there already. He knows the end from the beginning. He knows you and He knows me. There's always going to be burdens in our lives. He knows that. That's why He says, come. That's why He says, take my yoke. That's why He says, learn of me. The second aspect that He says about Himself is not just that He's meek, but He says, I am lowly in heart. The word lowly really has the idea of humility. It has the idea of dying to self is what it involves. Jesus is saying, hey, I want to teach you how to die to self. I want to teach you how to let God be in control. Andrew Murray said this about humility. Humility is simply man's acknowledging the truth of his position as man and yielding to God His place. Well, Jesus says, hey, I want to teach you how to let God be in control of your life. The reason often why we're weighed down, overloaded, the reason why sometimes we don't have, He says, rest in our souls. The reason why sometimes that as Christians, indwelt by the Spirit of God, knowing the truth of the Word of God, the reason why sometimes that we find ourselves so weighed down with all of the cares of our life and our little world is because we haven't learned yet how to let God be in control. We want to be in control. We want all of our ducks to be in a row. We want everything to be just so, and things aren't going to be just so. There's always going to be challenges that we face in life. And Jesus says this, hey, come unto me and take my yoke. And if you'll learn of me, you'll learn some things about me. And I will help you to see that God is in control and God can be trusted. And the source of our biggest challenges in life is ourselves. It's our own desire to... We resist. We see these things, and we, as fast as they come, we're trying to get rid of them. You know, why me? Why another one? Why can't someone else? Why can't you take this one? And the second we try to get rid of them, hey, we find ourselves faced with more and more challenges in life. Jesus said, "Learn of me. I'm meek. I'm lowly in heart. I understand how to accept God's dealings in my life. I understand how to let God be in control." But then He says, thirdly, He says to us, "I'm meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." Jesus wants to teach us about Himself, not just that He's humble and that he's weak. I mean, that he's able. He says, I want to teach you, number three, that I am able. Verse 30, he says this, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Do you know what the word easy means? The word easy means, probably doesn't mean what you think it means. The word light does. The word easy is a word that really means good. It being yoked up with Jesus is good for you. It's good for me. It is good for us to be connected to Jesus, to allow His life to be ours. It is good. He says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The word light means easy to bear the load. Basically, Jesus says, hey, I will carry you through. You think about this load. And I say to Stephen, hold on a second. Stephen has a few grandkids come into his life. You know what? I get it too high, it's going to fall, and then I'm going to be embarrassed. And you'll all remember that the tower fell, and you won't remember anything about the message. So I'd better. Oh, I remember that message where the tower fell. So we say to Stephen, Stephen, what are you going to do with this? Stephen says, man, I don't know. I said, Stephen, come here, come with me over here. And if you'll yoke up with me, there's some things that I know, Stephen, that you don't know, and there's some things that I can do to help you in life. And you know what, Steve? Grab that end, will you? Hey, look at this here. Look at this here, huh? Huh? Now, we got to get all these books. We got to handle life. But you know what? We're going to do this. Look at this, Steve, here. Man, this is, you can help me out here if you want. I mean, we're not talking about passivity here, Stephen. We're talking about passivity. See this? Oh, now, where do we need to go with all these problems? We can go anywhere we need to, right? Because we got this here wagon, and we're going to park it right here, Steve. And you did a great job. You give yourself a hand, and it's going to be good. Jesus has the answer for all of us. And too many of us are trying to live the Christian life in the power of our own flesh. Too many of us are holding on to things in life when Jesus says, let it go. We hold on to bitterness. We hold on to frustration. We hold on to things in our life. We hold on to worry. We sometimes hold on to sin issues, escapes. And Jesus says, give it to me. Yoke up with me. Connect to me, and I'm going to help you. There was a lady in her 30s. Matter of fact, she was 37 years of age. She was in her house, and she was just doing what a mom would do, cleaning up. She said, I was busy with my regular household tasks. Suddenly, I became filled with a sense of nearness to the Master, and I began to wonder how anyone could ever live without Him, either in joy or in pain. Then she said some words were ushered to her mind, and she wrote down these words, and 16 years later, her husband died. And she said, I didn't understand why this hymn had touched the great throbbing heart of humanity. It wasn't until long after, when the shadows fell over my way, the shadow of great loss, that I understood something of the comforting power of the words which I had been permitted to give out to others in my hour of sweet serenity and peace. What were the words she wrote? I need Thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like Thine can peace afford. I need Thee every hour, stay Thou nearby. Temptations lose their power when Thou art nigh. I need Thee every hour, in joy or pain. Come quickly and abide, or life is vain. I need Thee every hour, teach me Thy will, and Thy rich promises in me fulfill. I need Thee, oh, I need Thee. Every hour I need Thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to Thee. Jesus has the answer for all of us, folks. And Jesus says that His yoke is easy and His burden is light. And Jesus says, hey, We can do what He wants us to do and be what He wants us to be. And we can do it in His power. His strength is made perfect in our weakness. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. That's why he said, come unto me. A universal call for all of us. He knows we're weak. He knows we get burdened down. And he knows that we can't handle life without him. Take my yoke, he says. Hey, connect to me. Trust me. Depend upon me. Keep believing me. Keep with it. I'm faithful. Faithful is he that called you, who also will do it. Learn of me. If you'll stay connected to me, you will learn. I can help you to recognize that the circumstances and things that come into your life are okay. They're for your good and for God's glory. We stay connected to Him, we'll recognize He's in control. If He's happy, that's all that matters. I don't need to be in control of my own life. Yoke up with Jesus. Abide in Him. The key to our Christian life. Lord, we love you today.